Shall be long. Really short, promise. There's a poem written for this occasion. It's called In Memory of Eric Marsham. Dour face of a door masking such ferment within. I got lost finding the street even, disorientated at the junction of Norwood Road and Tulse Hill. Not one, not two, but several points where the road dipped like a culvert under yet another sturdy four-square metal railway bridge. And finally, that improbable link between Crockstead Road and Rosendale, Guernsey Grove. Who lived there in the first place before those black kids kicking a desultory ball around, whisper of rap from their earplugs, strains of reggae, Motown, from spring-cleaning open doors, untrusting, stirring curtains. Sometimes off course as far as Crystal Palace or Dulwich Park, the car diagonal across a single yellow, while the A to Z showed me my head plan was simply back to front. But finally, to that boomerang of deteriorating semis, and there, among the clatter, lazy whine of radio, the closed house to which he fled from Kensington Church Street, fleeing the Keys, the Pickards, the Nuttalls, who staggered on from Bernard's Saturdays to try a knock at his basement door. Now Guernsey Grove, its dark front step, closing, close hugging privet, silence. So such relief, yes. This was the one, the right one, when the door flung in and he stood, sprightly flunky, heel of right shoe against the instep of his left, teeth bitten in a bright pleasure grin, welcome playing fantails with wreathed face round mica glitter eyes. You were into it at the first step. Door slammed back to stop leakage, in over your head. How long would it be before the first course? Not long, you could smell it. How relieved he was that you weren't any later, because, like, what we were about to eat was best had hot and fresh. Had I read McGuane? What did I think? Sit down, that's Rollins. We'll skip the aperitif. Now, just got all the 60s stuff on CD, thought you'd like it. Thoughts, conclusions, even some half-finished writings that you'd brought, wrapped in greaseproof paper in a corner of your memory, like unidentified fragments of a half-assembled engine, would be fielded, scorned, applauded, reconstructed, redirected in the midst of his account of the meal's ingredients. The second wine glass sipped, a sudden calm. All contradictions, all cacophonous fret of information stilled, as though its work in camouflage of love was done. So now simplicity. Well now, how have you been? comes as a punchline culled from Woody Allen, Mort Sahl, Al Reed, and how you'd been had maybe not been paradisical or even tolerable, maybe not been sane. He had his measures to prescribe for would-be suicides, and once you'd had your dose, your course of medication, once been told your worth to him, your peers, importance in the struggle, if you still came back for help to throw the pills away, to turn your back on waste and mediocrity and bad brains, well then Mottram wasn't going to let that spoil the soup. Nor let Malaysian curried duck go cold. Despair had gone repetitive, you realised, a whinge, an old joke. There were books and records to exchange, insight stronger coinage than emotion. Who saw first the common thread between Prince Miles and Pauper Pee-wee? Who saw song in Kerouac and F.T. Prince? Who analysed the common sound I sank in? Mud named Mary, not McCarthy, Webb, McCarthy, Cormac. Who refocused with new concentration if levitation was mentioned as inspiration or inconvenience, if transpersonal travel was postulated as a choice? All patterns other than vertical, how quickly he saw them, scaling his Cumbrian rock, soaring on his canvas wings, with what vertical authority he demanded open field. How firmly he outflanked the structuralists, postmodernists. Alpha, sir! Alpha, sir! Oh, my God! Finding always the answer in art before philosophy stumbled on the question. Blake before Freud, Shakespeare before Kierkegaard, Koch and Ashbery before Baudrillard, Dos Passos before McLuhan. Strange now to think blank silence reaches back beyond the front door. How can that house house the silence it professed? How do Peter Donnelly's daft chair, the oceanic masks, my visceral boxes on the lift-up deal with dead air? Can silence find its way down the book canyons? Can the candy-coloured soap slivers, smoothed into eggs, withstand unstuttering taps? What shall we do with so much to be done? The last mandarins of the millennium, determined, no doubt, to coax us all into 40 Guernsey Grove, along with history, imagination, equity, turn locks, put shutters up, forget us, as the black kids bounce their balls against black blind casements. The plough still waits. Its root still lies across the graveyard. The captain's dead. We navigate alone. Let's go.